Welcome to the For Nature podcast, where we explore ways to restructure financial, economic, and social incentives to create better outcomes for both nature and people.
We have open conversations with some of the world's most innovative thinkers and driven actors working to help us rethink the role humanity plays within nature and create transformational change.
Today's podcast is going to be a conversation with Kim Bonine and myself, David Myers, about the podcast and, you know, about why we're doing this. And please consider it a sort of sampler or an introduction to the podcast. Enjoy. Well, hi, I'm David Myers, Executive Director of the Conservation Finance Alliance.
And I'm Kim Bonine. I am the Director of the Numbers for Nature Training Institute at Conservation Strategy Fund.
And we are the hosts of the For Nature podcast, and we are thrilled to be here. And I want to start off with, asking you, Kim, what does nature mean to you? Why are you in this? Why do you care about this stuff?
That's a great question. Nature represents, I think, everything that supports humans on this planet, and there are so many ways that we are dependent on nature, and I think some of them are much less visible than others. And many of the struggles I think we have as a society, many of the struggles we have economically, financially, are often linked to issues we have with loss of nature and loss of the environment. Oftentimes things we don't realize until it's gone. And so much of the work that I have done in my career over the past 20 years is trying to help make the importance of nature more visible. We often feel it in our hearts, in our souls, that nature is just essential to our very beings, and we care about it. Yet somehow we look around and we see it being lost or degraded, and it doesn't seem to make sense. And to me, a light bulb goes off when we see how looking at some of the economics and the financial drivers of these problems can help us find solutions and kind of connect the dots to solve problems that we all care about, but somehow they don't seem to be integrated into the way we think about our economic and financial systems.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I believe I'm an anthropologist from training, and you know, I studied human and primate evolution, and you've heard the term, you know, we were all hunters and gatherers previously, and all that. You know, actually, we evolved to be ecologists. We evolved to live in nature and function in nature, and the losing that nature, I think, has had a profound psychological impact on us as individuals and as communities. And you know, you have, you know, and when you quantify the economic value of nature, or when you internalize those externalities that we keep ignoring in our commerce and in our, you know, governance, somehow it feels like we're heading towards a better position, towards a better place. And it'd be interesting to see where we really need to go and how we need to get there. And you know, I think that we're picking away at it with some of these ideas that we're discussing, and ultimately we need kind of a change of consciousness to recognize how much a part of nature we are, how dependent we are on nature, not just for food, water, air, climate, you know, recreation, but really for our psychological well-being, and then integrate all those benefits we get from nature into how we treat nature and how we invest in nature and how we legislate around nature and things like that. So what do you think, where do we go from here, Kim?
That's a really good question. And I think one of the reasons I'm excited about this podcast, I'm really excited about all of the guests that we're going to be talking with on this For Nature podcast is I have really seen an evolution over the past 20 years since I first started with Conservation Strategy Fund and really in this field, probably 25 years. I really recall quite vividly that we would ask people in our training programs, for example, well, how do you think about economics or finance? And most people would say, well, that's the problem. And not really recognizing that those are tools that we can use to better understand our own behavior and how to understand incentives and to shift away from a kind of shame and blame and good people, bad people, or us versus them, and just really look at ourselves and think about how can we really shift the ways that our systems reward behavior so that we're aligning our actions with where our hearts and souls are in terms of knowing how important nature is. And I think I've really seen a lot of progression in the understanding of economics and finance and why it's so important in marrying those two, that those shouldn't be at odds with each other, that they're absolutely integral for ecologists and economists to understand each other and talk to each other. And to not just for conservationists to walk the walk, but to talk the talk and understand all these concepts. And so I'm really encouraged to see all of the different, the growth and the diversification of people working in the environment and working in conservation and the many different programs that are trying to recognize in very concrete ways that part of the problem might not be that we don't care. Part of the problem is somewhat how we count things and measure things and what we include when we're making decisions and considering trade-offs. And it's about really embracing a new way of thinking about well-being and thinking about our lives and making sure that nature is included imperfectly, but included so that it's not being left out as something else and something other than our development and our economic development. It's essential to how we live as people. And so I think there's ways we can include that better. And it's exciting to see that happening. And a lot of our guests are exploring really interesting initiatives and just ways of thinking and paradigm shifts of how you put all these things together. And that's what's really exciting, is a real transformation, how you think about the problem so that you can really come up with more effective solutions.
Excellent. Yeah, I agree that I think once we start understanding the economics, the finance, the sort of the drivers behind our behavior and align them with, as you say, our morals and our sort of vision of what kind of future we want, in a way, the solutions will present themselves. And it's through lack of attention in a way. I don't want to say ignorance, because we're ignorant about a lot of things, but it's really just not paying attention to a lot of these things that we kind of lose sight of what's important. And and some of our guests are just they're doing these things. They're implementing innovative approaches. They're looking at new ways of financing nature, and I am inspired by their activities, and I'm also inspired now by the growing interest in the private sector to invest in nature. And, you know, and in a way, it seems to be our task to kind of help them figure out where those good investments are and what you can do to get both a return, a financial return, and the ecological return that we'd like to see as well. So lots of exciting things happening in this field, and I'm thrilled to be discussing them with you and with our guests, and looking forward to this podcast.
Absolutely. I think dialogue and communication is so important and so critical. And so I'm, like you said, it's really exciting to bring people to talk about how they're kind of crossing some of those divides and those lines and really bringing people together in having these courageous conversations, I think is really important and really a way forward, and not letting ourselves sit within our own comfort zone and bubble or echo chamber, and really reaching out to people who we may think don't understand, or maybe we don't understand them. But I think that common understanding and that dialogue is really going to be the way forward.
Great. Well, let's get to it. So For Nature Podcast, stay tuned, and looking forward to having you join us.
Absolutely. Thank you for being engaged in another session of the For Nature podcast.
Nature is life. Let's keep it diverse, resilient, and productive.
Please share these episodes with colleagues and friends and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite app.
Visit us at fornaturepodcast.org or numbersfornature.org and feel free to grab an RSS feed and share us with your networks.
We can do this. See you next time.